The first technique that I'm going to teach you this evening is called seating. And what seating is very simple. Seating is a vibration of energy. It is a feeling. It's a feeling. And just like confidence is a vibration, it's a feeling. You can feel confidence. Well, seating is also working with the feeling of vibration. And what it is it's vibrating with the energy that you already have the thing that you want. And to do this, you use your imagination. Now, our imagination is an incredibly powerful faculty. And this faculty, to be able to go into your inner world and imagine the things that you choose, living them and vibrating with them, is incredibly powerful when it's done regularly and persistently. When it's done now and then, it is referred to as daydreaming. And has no effect. But when it is done in an organized, systematic way that I'm going to teach you, and it's done regularly and persistently, it becomes very powerful. Very, very powerful. And we don't truly appreciate our imagination. We've been taught as children, oh, it's only your imagination. And the imagination we think of, oh, is something that artists use, or something, you know, you create something. Your imagination is your ability to create your life. And that faculty exists in all of us. So we're going to use our imagination. We're going to honor our imagination. We're going to work our imagination. And we're going to have it imagine the things that we choose. It's not just going to imagine whatever it wants. It's going to imagine exactly what we tell it to imagine. So what I'm going to do in order to explain fully and have you understand fully how the seating technique works, I'm going to have you imagine something that's not real. I'm going to have you imagine that you're a runner. You're one of the best runners in the world. And you really want to win this big race. There's a big race coming up, and you really want to win it. And you're going to be running against some of the world's best runners, but you're also one of the world's best. Now, this isn't true. This is a total fictitious situation, and yet, in our imagination, if we choose, we can choose to imagine that. And your imagination must be exercised like everything. And so we're going to use your imagination, and I'm going to take you through a couple processes, and through this, you're going to really get and understand how to properly do seating. So what I want you to do is I want you to get nice and relaxed. You can keep your eyes open or shut, but just get nice and relaxed. Leave your clothes on, please. So what I want you to do now is I want you, using your imagination, to imagine now that you are one of the world's best runners. And you've got a big race coming up. And you really want to win this race. You're going to be running against the world's best, but you're also one of the world's best. And the first situation that I want you to imagine is I want you to imagine that you believe that you're going to win this race. I want you to get in touch with the feeling. Now, this is a feeling. Get in touch with the feeling of what it feels like to believe that you're going to win this race. Now, use your imagination. There is a big race coming up, and you're going to run against the world's best, but you're one of the best too. And you really believe that you're going to win this race. There's no doubts in your mind. Complete confidence and assurance. I will win this race. I just know that I'm going to win this race. And feel the sensation on where it's vibrating in your body, how it feels in your mind, the sensations, the images, on what it feels like to believe that you're going to win this race. The big race coming up, and you just know you're going to win. Complete confidence and assurance. I'm going to win this race. I will win this race. And just feel that vibration. Okay, let go of that now. And now we're using the same situation with the big race coming up. I want you to get in touch with a different feeling. I want you to get in touch with the feeling of what it's like to believe that you're going to lose the race. So again, using your imagination, exercising your imagination, some more sit-ups. Your personal trainer wasn't happy enough with that one. He's putting you through a new one. Using your imagination. The big race coming up, and you want to win. You would give anything to win. But let's be realistic. You're not going to win this race. These are the world's best runners. And you know that you're not going to win. Get in touch with the feeling of what it's like to believe that you're going to lose the race. The race that you want to win so badly that you would give anything to win, but you know you're not. Get in touch with the feeling of what it's like to believe that you're going to lose the race. Where does that vibrate in your body? How does it feel? What are the thoughts and images going through your mind? When you want to win, you would give anything to win, but you just know you're going to lose. Get in touch with the feeling of what it's like to believe that you're going to lose the big race. Okay, let go of that. Now, I want you to come back to that first one again, and you're going to see where I'm coming to very shortly. Once again, using your imagination. Using your imagination. This is an exercise. Once again, let's recreate. You've got a big race coming up, and you really want to win it. You're racing against the world's best, but you're also one of the world's best. In our imagination, we can imagine that. And I want you to get in touch with the feeling that you're going to win that race. Really get into it now, using your imagination. You really believe, I'm going to win this race. No doubts, complete confidence and assurance. You're running the perfect times. Your training is peaking at the perfect times. Everything, every cell and tissue in your body says, I'm going to win this race. I will win this race. Get in touch with the feeling of what it's like to believe absolutely that you will win. I am going to cross that finish line first. I know I'm going to do it. I will do it. Get in touch with that feeling. Okay, let go of it. And now here's the final one. I want you to get in touch with the feeling, again, using your imagination. It's our final one. Using your imagination, get in touch with the feeling that the race is over and you won it. I want that one now. Using your imagination, the final one. The big race is all over and you won it. Congratulations. You did it. You pulled it off. No more training, no more effort. You won. You did it. Feel that vibration. Where is it vibrating in your body? What are the thoughts and images in your mind? How does it feel? that the race is all over and you won it. You did it. It's all over and you won. Vibrate with that. Feel that sensation, those feelings. Okay, let go of that. Now, how many people noticed that there was a difference in the feelings between I'm going to win the race and I'm going to lose the race? Put up your hands. Yeah, I think everybody noticed that. It's a real different vibration of energy. How many people also noticed that there was a difference between I'm going to win the race and I have won the race? Put up your hands. Most people notice that as well. Not everybody as much as the first, but it's a very distinct difference between the feeling I'm going to win the race and I have won the race. It is a totally different vibration of energy. I will repeat what I just said. It is a totally different vibration of energy between I'm going to do something and I have done it. So I heard a woman go, aha. And that's exactly what it is. It's an aha. Because in the seeding technique, when you seed into your mind, you always seed it with the feeling that you already have the thing that you want. You already have it. You don't hope. You don't beg. You don't plead. You don't wonder. You claim it as an absolute fact and certainty in your mind. You have the thing that you want. And that's what you vibrate. You vibrate with the feeling. It's a feeling. You vibrate with the feeling that I already have the thing that I want. Now, I'm not talking about living an illusion. I'm not talking about walking around all day hanging on desperately to this feeling, counteracting any contrary or negative thought in your mind. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about an exercise that takes 5 minutes. I'm talking about 5 minutes. I'm not talking about all day. I'm talking about 5 minutes. And during that 5-minute exercise, what you do is you step out of reality in your consciousness. You're not limited in the inner world to the outer world. And that whatever it is that you want in your life, using the seeding technique, what you do is you seed into your mind that you already have it. Now, you don't have it in the outer world. You are seeding, just like that farmer. You're seeding in your mind that you already have it, and you live it, and you bathe it, and you vibrate for 5 minutes that you are that person. You have those circumstances. It's real. And then let go of it. You don't hang on to it. If you choose to think about it through the day, that's fine, but you don't have to. The very next day, you come back and you do it again. You vibrate with the feeling that you already have the thing that you want. Now, there's two conditions to successful seeding. The first condition is that whatever you seed into your mind, you always seed it with the feeling that you already have it. Not I'm going to achieve it. Not that I'm certain it's going to happen. Not in some future thing. It is a reality now. And in your consciousness, using your imagination, you can claim it now. You can claim it now. You can vibrate it now. So you always vibrate with the feeling that you already have it. And the second condition to successful seeding is that it must be seeded regularly. It must be seeded each and every day. The power of persistence cannot be overemphasized in working with mind powers.